belief that you had a chance at survival and something at the other end, which meant you had a more docile populace, where population control was not an issue in deportation because you had deluded people into survival through a process of acquiescence, or the belief that acquiescence would bring survival. And therefore, those suitcases, about which they have very little use in the permanent exhibit, there's very little space for this, would be a more marvelous tool to carry a much broader theme, as well as the specificity of the entire process of deportation into Auschwitz from all of Europe, for all groups. If you know what you're doing with artifacts, you can make them tell an enormous amount of the story, with or without additional documentation that might be in literature and posters. It does not necessarily have to be as documents on walls. But here you have to think through the process of what tells the story. Do you know enough to even begin defining what the elements of the story are? And here the Holocaust museums have been as constrained by politics as anything else, both West and East. One, they've had enormous difficulty telling the whole story because the documents are fragmented not only with Auschwitz, but in the Polish state museums, archives, etc., as well as West Germany, which for many years they could not travel into. And when they could, they had no money to make copies. Because I know we have an exchange with the Auschwitz Museum, and the number of times we just simply send reams of paper and chemicals for photo developing. Literally, you go to Poland, you might as well carry what's illegal, photo development chemicals, and at least 5 reams of paper in your pocket, in your suitcase, because the need is there. And therefore, the material needs are so great, they've never been able to address the agenda to tell the story. 2, the political constraints of the post-war world, even in Auschwitz, have not allowed to tell them a valid part of the story. For example, you have this huge panel of which prominent individuals and statesmen have visited Auschwitz. You have this in most memorials, but usually smaller in size. What you don't have is how post-war society got to learn about this through the trials, which were partly political and partly very historical liability issues of trying murderers. The Hearst trial in Auschwitz is never told at the site, or any place else for that matter in the context of a Polish memorial. Either Majdanek, Stutthof, the post-war trials are not addressed in the German memorials, either East or West, because they're a political question that still brings enormous controversy and sensitivity. Therefore, by telling the history far better than it's been told up till now, through artifacts, through publications, and through a liaison with universities, because German universities, like American ones, have this hands-off approach. We'll do the research, you just do the little exhibits. And that's more or less the attitude you find. And I got into a huge fight in Berlin with an old colleague of mine who I will leave unnamed, when he said, oh, in the universities, we're preparing this. And finally, my temper really flew in January. I said, well, come on. Let's see the briefing books, where are they? And I said, no, you can't tell me you're doing it next year. Where are they right now? Otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, a museum and memorial has the right to do its own research. Unless you could prove that their work has been incompetent. And this has been part of the pretensions that has bedeviled the telling of the story, which is why I very carefully at the beginning said, no one has told the full story. We've been constrained by politics, by ignorance. At Nuremberg, they didn't know the full story. This has taken 40 years of trials, of the discovery of archives, which we haven't even finished discovering. Because in Moscow, I do know the archive you're talking of. We finished microfilming 18,000 boxes of documents in the Glavarchiv and the October Revolution archive when the KGB archives opened, and our microfilm machines were sitting in Vilnius. So that the problem is you never really have had access to the full story until now. And perhaps this will indeed be the best heritage of the next generation, that they will build the memorials through durable books, films, possibly sculpture. Although because of the problems of cost, I'm less convinced that public sculpture will be more of a vehicle. I think it'll be less. Because I think the problems of patronage and cost will grow extremely high as you try to preserve these huge sites like Birkenau, which is an unbelievably expensive undertaking. And it's really a perpetual labor. And it's unclear whether we can mortgage the future to pay for what we want today. Particularly when the needs of Polish society are so great across the board. I mean, I think it's an open question and one that needs more open debate than has ever been given to it in any country. To what extent do you mortgage the political agenda and money and patronage of a future generation to set an agenda that they may not be in agreement with? Because we are into a third and fourth generation. I think it's very important to tell the story. I don't believe that the story can only be told through museums, public sculpture, and memorials.